This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, really, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, and I know there's a gabillion other stations out there you could be watching, or other shows, although I don't know why you'd watch any other show. Seriously. I mean, really, I clean up, I take a shower before the show, I do all the stuff that should be good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me. You know, President Trump, I think every breath he says, somebody said the other day as a joke, I would run with this. He should come out against the Second Amendment. I mean, just start tweeting against the Second Amendment. And let's watch how the liberals would try to defend it. What do you think? Same thing with freedom of speech, right? I mean, when he's talked about, kind of stifling the press, if you would, man, they go nuts, don't they? I love it. I think it's wonderful. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, they're going nuts on this guy going out to NATO. And you got... His first tweet of the day, we are talking about President Trump. I don't have to really nail it down for you, right? What good is NATO if Germany is paying Russia billions of dollars for gas and energy? Why are there only 5 out of 29 countries that have met their commitment? The U.S. is paying for Europe's protection. Then we lose billions of dollars on trade. The others have got to pay up. They've got to pay their 2% to protect themselves. And I agree with him. The left screams about how we can't be the world's police. We can't keep sending our troops and others in harm's way to protect other countries. But we can send them money, right? For them to protect themselves, we can send them all kinds of money. That's okay. And why is Germany buying, gas and energy from Russia? It could be buying from us. It could be buying from other places. I'm telling you. You know, when Mitt Romney said Russia was the problem, he wasn't kidding. And Obama made fun of him. You don't hear anything about that, do you? Now, even with all this beating on NATO, NATO leaders pledged their unwavering commitment to boost defense spending on the other day following stern words from President Trump. Now, think about that. He's calling them out. And they're still okay with it. They're calling them out. He's still holding them up. It's just craziness. But I got to tell you, I love it when I see these things. I love the fact that again, Germany, Angela Merkel, she's got all kinds of issues to deal with. She almost lost her position. Because of her border, the way she handles the borders, her thoughts on the border. Look at the Europeans as a whole. Germany, France, Italy, England. They want border control now. You're seeing what's happening. They want borders. Nobody, no sane nation can handle open borders. Right? I mean, if you're a true hardcore globalist, how do you do it? Who runs it? Who's in control? You get to suck all our resources. I mean, you know, people always love to talk about how the U.S. is the wealthiest nation on the planet, or the wealthiest, you know, country on the planet. How do you think we got that way? We didn't get that way by giving it all away. We didn't get that way by having no laws, no borders, and anything goes. No, you boneheads over there in Europe that had no borders, pretty much anything goes. You've been in trouble financially. You're the ones that are hurting your people. We're going to talk about that a little bit with David Fisher later on in the show. But you think about the European Union, the European Bank, who's had trouble, all kinds of trouble. And then what do they need? They need to borrow money, or they want nations that are broke to put money into the European bank when the bank already has a loan. That particular name, I mean, it is such a joke. If you sat down and read some of the articles on how the money flows through Europe and how broke countries are expected, A, to contribute, and B, to pay back millions and millions and millions of dollars in loans, or billions in this case, they got from the European Bank. And most of the time in the past, it was England or Britain and Germany that was putting money into the bank to help support the others. Greece has had major problems. How's that socialism working out for them? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I love the fact that the president called him out on Twitter. I mean, how do you really, I'm going to love to hear this. I want to hear somebody on the left defend the fact that NATO allies or countries in the NATO group are not paying their fair share. Defend that to me. I'm just curious. And then how can you be together when you're getting energy from a group that you want protection from? Trump responded using Germany as an example. He challenged Stoltenberg to explain why Berlin was getting energy from Russia and asserted that Germany was totally controlled by and captive to Russia over this pipeline project. That pipeline project, Nord Stream 2 pipeline, doubles the amount of gas that Russia can send directly to Germany while sidestepping transit countries like the Ukraine. Right? I mean, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
During the break is when the best conversations happen, I'm telling you. And let me just bring them on, because I know that's why you tune in. You don't tune in for me. I know you don't tune in for me. You tune in for Corey Duncan, who is, he's with us every week. I don't know why you guys have such a hard time figuring this one out. Retired USMC Colonel Corey Duncan. So retired means like, you can't go out on the weekends and shoot the guns and play in the Jeeps and all that stuff, because I know you like doing that.
Who knows? I might have one already home.
Ooh. can Corey come out and play?
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to appear. I'd like to thank active and non-active military members, and all of my good friends, my vets, and good friends of mine up at Quantico that's listening tonight, tuned in. Also, the lovely Anna Duncan, and also the rest of my friends and family. Thank you for tuning in, and continue to support this show right here,
yes.
and every other podcast and broadcast. I'm going to be nice.
Hey, well, listen, I have a couple of close friends that are Marines, and one of them, I remember years ago I said to him, so you're an ex-Marine, and he got this face, like he was going to rip my face off, and he looked at me and says, there is no such thing as an ex-Marine unless he's 6 feet under. He said, I am a retired Marine, and I am always a Marine. I went, ooh, okay, sorry. Pull the fangs back in. We're good.
There's a couple of them that's listening tonight, tuned in very intently to listen, simplify.
Well, listen, before I let you go on your rant, I was talking about NATO, okay? And I was talking about how they love it. You know, the left always says to us, we can't be the police of the world. We can't keep sending our people everywhere. We can't. But they have no problem with sending all this extra money to NATO to pick up the dollars where NATO doesn't. They don't have enough to do the job, and the countries, I think it was 26 countries, don't pay their fair share, but yet they expect the U.S. to pay it and to help protect them. This is just nuts, isn't it?
Well, tell you the truth, I'll give my little commentary on that. Applause. It's about time that somebody has stepped up back and is a real man to make people own up. You know, for so long we have been the police officer of the world, and then we get chastised. And me being a soldier and other soldiers that are listening, that are tuned in, we all feel the same way. We go places and we do our job to the best of our ability. We get spit on, we get chastised and everything else. But the thing of it is that when we go into these other countries, when everything goes wrong, they want us to come in and fix it for them. And the thing of it is, then when we come in and go to fix it, then it's like, oh, okay, well, you're occupiers. Okay, now, which one is it? Do you want us to come in to fix the problem? Or do you, so we're basically rent-a-cops, because I'm getting ready to go somewhere with this. That's what happened in Iraq. The same thing. We were rent-a-cops. The things happen. Hey, let's go. Let's roll out troops in to do things. And it's about time that people make, you know, I heard a comment that someone said, especially I think it was President Trump said, okay, hey, if the Russians come and they march into Poland and the Czech Republic and they come on across the Bering Strait and come on into Europe and take everything, it's not really affecting us. It's affecting you guys. And so, you know, our party, it's about time. Now, while he's on the roll, go disconnect yourself from those panty, from them girly people that's at the U.N. If we can disconnect from NATO and from them, because NATO will one day wind up getting us into World War III, what it almost did years ago. No one has any idea some of the things that go on, and probably will never know what goes on behind the scenes. But the thing of it is that the fact that we should have been out of NATO a long time ago, because whenever we do this, who is the lead country that's always there to protect somebody? You want to go any further? Ask the Saudi princes why we're in Saudi Arabia. Because we're the police, and not only that, look, when you want something done, you can't send a boy to do a man's job.
No, but listen, nobody fights like the American soldier. I'm sorry. I know some people will say, oh, that's just, that's not right. How do you know? Well, I know because we kick everybody's butt. That's how I know. Our boys will go in there, our men, our women will go in there, and they really will fight for what's right, and that's why they prevail most of the time. So, anyhow, I do appreciate those men and women that have been out there, been fighting for us, continue to fight for us, and God bless them and God keep them safe. So, you got something that's driving you crazy that you said, I need the rail. So, go for it.
I know Anna's tuned in. I know she's like, he's going to really rip into this. You know, where can I start it? Because I'm just so bursting with this. You know, I just want to really go into this. You know, I'm not going to make this about color. And I'm not going to make this about race. you're listening, that's our PR, public relations, rep for the Grassroots Conservative Association group. And our chief posted something the other day. But, you know, you got a lot of people that do that, a lot of spitballing, and they don't have enough guts to come out. See, in the grassroots, this grassroots movement, we're not looking for attention. You know, she called them attention W's, if y'all know what that means. This, I know it's a PG show, so I won't say what it is. See, yes. We're not attention W's. We are people that are actually in this for the movement, and we understand that this is about the youth. You know, Diamond of Silk, I said something a couple months ago, and I had a couple people that was, this is why, this is what he's talking about, Diamond of Silk. I love Diamond of Silk. Well, guess what? Like, 91% of most black folks, when they get fame or fortune, they take, and they get into this box where, okay, she, you know, I'm not sure which one of the women said this, say, well, if you see us going through an airport, if you see us around our security balance, then just wave, just give us a thumbs up. Don't come over to ask for any autographs. Now, I did some research, and it really, that's really what she said. And I know down from Anna on to a lot of other women and a lot of people that was on their side and really was, like, with them, they're disgusted. Because, you know,
Yeah, you got to take a break. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up to break, and you can tell he's all wound up. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unleashed an attack on Germany at the start of the NATO summit, lecturing them on a disparity of military spending.
This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers.
The president was intent on blasting the European allies for not spending enough on defense. He called them delinquent. NATO's Secretary General says the allies have all agreed the burden isn't being fairly shared, but it's not clear they'll agree to the president's new call to up defense spending, not to just 2% of the nation's GDP, but 4%. Fact-checkers say there is no debt owed to the U.S., and no countries are delinquent in paying anything to America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him in, because I know you can't wait to hear from him. And I already got him all wound up, which is really cool. Gets him going. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. The retired USMC Colonel Corey Duncan joins us. You know,
I bust my butt to become a full colonel. A full bird colonel.
Sir. You have got too many friends listening for me to have some fun with you. You know? So I'm just going to wait a few weeks till they start,
No, Joe, I don't think you want to do that. You still want where you broadcast from, so don't do that.
God.
You know we like to bust things up, so.
Well, you know what? I was just telling somebody that the other day. I said, you can't. Marines are born and bred and taught to break things. Their job is not to fix stuff. It's to break things, right? And
absolutely.
Make sure that they don't
absolutely.
Surface again. God bless.
Like we work in a garbage dump. I mean, okay.
Oh, you said that. I'm not going down that road. You can let them, they won't pummel you. But
you don't have to worry, Joe. I'm trying to lead you into something. Go ahead and keep on talking.
Oh, God. So, anyway, no. It's been a real busy, week and a half in the news. And President Trump is just constantly cranking on these people. And the thing I love that I still hear is how non-presidential the president is, right? So, I don't care. If he's getting stuff done, I don't care what he sounds like. I don't care what his diction is like. I don't care about any of that stuff. And again, you look at it, NATO, you look at it, what he's doing, you know, they're up in arms because he's okay meeting with the Russian president, okay? And he thinks he's going to get along with the Russian president. But didn't President Obama kind of do, what was he doing, the wave or the whatever he was doing with Raul Castro, one of the biggest animals on the face of the planet, and everybody just thought it was wonderful when they were doing that whole wave thing together in Cuba, you know?
Because he's going there and he's representing his country. That's why Barack Obama went there on what he said he was. He was a community organizer. Community organizers are spineless. The majority of them, community organizers don't work. They're still living in mom's basement until they're about 35 or 40. And they worked the system for so long that, and no offense to Tim, we got some conservatives that's listening to this and stuff that, I did some background checking on them and, you know, they work in the system too, but that's a story for another day. But anyway, Yeah, I like to meet people. But, you know, the thing of it is that, this, you know, that's why I love President Trump, because he's almost like me, and I'm almost like him. It's just that $700 million worth or whatever he's worth or whatever. But the thing of it is that we speak our peace. And we don't care whether you like me, hate me. You know, it's one thing me and Anna was talking about the other day, and I said I was always taught all of my children that do not ever worry about what somebody says about you. Because most people that got time to sit and talk about you are envious and jealous of you. And that's just what world we live in now. And that's what the problem is. He's not being a punk and a sucker no more like the way Barack was or whatever like that. He is doing exactly what we should have been doing years ago, was to take and, hey, look, he told us the truth. NATO and the UN have been screwing us over for a long time.
Yep.
And now it's time to put up or shut up. Well, guess what? We'll take our tanks. We'll take our anti-aircraft guns. We'll take our Patriot missiles. We'll take our Ohio-class submarines, and we'll go home. And guess what? You can stop the Russians when they come across, because you can best believe there's nothing they can do short of an airburst to stop them from coming across, a high-yield airburst nuclear weapons to stop them from coming in to Europe. And one more thing, because I got cut off before now, no offense to 10, I'm going to let it go, but Dominic Silk, and so, if you're listening to this, or any of your fine, nice people, all of those nice folks out there that like to shine your shoes and you know, bow to you. Look, let me tell you something. I'm not envious or jealous of anyone, but you know what? My mother always got two things that she always told me, and I gave it to my children, too, and I hope they give it to my grandchildren. It's this. The same people you pass on the way up, you pass on the way down. And whatever you do, no matter what you get in life, don't forget where you came from.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've seen this happen before. I've seen friends that you and I talk about this, and I'm not putting out any names because.
Oh, yeah. Anna got a couple of people that's like that.
You know?
We got a couple of friends that's like that.
Yeah.
They got a television in front of their face, and it's like, oh, I forgot who I was and stuff. Remember, and no one's jealous or envious, because you know what? I
know
you're doing a great. My part of the movement is dealing with the youth, and that's what I want to deal with. I don't want to deal with some mid-40s, late 50s, some dude holding a Bible and something else in their hand, and so, and it, you know, trying to play these games, or they looking for this look. Well, how can I make a buck off of this? It's not about a buck, man. It's about a movement.
Yep.
And if you were serious about it, and if people were adults about it, they would understand exactly what I'm talking about. And I know some people don't speak go again. They don't like what I say. I don't really care whether you like what I say, because I tell the truth, just like our beloved president. Thank you, Joe.
and with no fluff around it. Right. There's no icing on
that's
that
right.
Let me tell you what. So let me tell you, this is the stuff that makes me crazy. And I bring it up with guys like you because I just think it's hilarious. So Martin Luther King worked hard. You know, people have been working to stop segregation for years, right? And New York City, its school system is now segregating students by race. And the reason they're doing it is they say they have now found that segregation benefits children. I can't figure this out yet. I mean, these are lefty progressive, Democrat lefty progressives, okay? And they're pushing to now segregate the schools. And according to the New York Post, parents are irate over a plan to segregate students by race at the celebrity-friendly, now there's the key word, celebrity-friendly, Little Red Schoolhouse in West Village. Now, these people pay like $500 a month for this private school. All right? And you know, I'm just going to say it, people are going to get mad at me, but you know as well as I do, this has absolutely nothing to the kids doing better and everything to do with these racist parents, and I'm going to say it, you don't have to, who don't want their kids either, well, they don't want their kids around another child of any other color. They're celebrities. Remember that.
Well, what I'll say is this is definitely progressive, and this is what progressives act like. This has nothing to do, this part of the show has nothing to do with socialism. This has to do with being progressive. And the progressives, this is what they do. You know, what would happen if the conservatives came out and said, hey, we want to segregate, man, please. You would have so many Black Lives Matter people shows like, what's this, some of these shows where they talk about what the stars are doing and this and that. I can't, TMZ. Why shows like that? They're all about socialism, pushing socialism and being a progressive. And it's like, who sits and watches this junk and feeds people? This is why people's attitudes and personalities are so just filthy and just full of garbage, because they sit and they listen and they do things like this, and they, you know, just sit there and say you're going to segregate. What is that all about?
Corey, even 20 years ago, you and I or whoever's sitting in the room, maybe you're head of an education program, what have you, you're sitting there going, okay, well, we're going to have these graduations, we're going to do this, going to do that. Well, maybe we should segregate the kids because, you know, they're better off with their own kind and they'll understand more. We would be up in arms about it. At least I believe you and I would be.
Well,
I'd be looking to go, what's wrong with you people?
We know that to be false, because you go to 25th Street up in Baltimore City, your the Department of Education, you'll know that that's not true, that putting all black children together to learn together is just not. No, the thing of it is this. Everyone needs to stop. But I told you, this race card thing and this playing the race card, and get back to being people. Get back to being human beings. Get back
Amen.
To being... you know, that's what we had to first get to.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I'm there with you. These people, they I don't know what they're looking for. It's not attention. There's got to be a game plan going on. But we got a commercial break. You know that capitalistic thing that we do around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More with Corey Duncan after the break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Right? Keep control, the Dems' mantra. People, I've been telling you for a long time, they do not want equality. It has nothing to do with equality for them, and it has everything in the world to do with control. And that's all they want is control. And you know what? The proof of that, before I bring Corey back on, is you got Chuck Schumer screaming at the top of his lungs hours before the nominee was made, is that either Kavanaugh does what the Dems want him to do, or they're not going to nominate him. You know what? I would do what they do. I would lie to them. Okay? Which is, sure, whatever you want. All right? Just nominate me. I mean, confirm me. And whatever you want, I will do. And then you know what? Once they got me in there, I'd say, how does it feel? How does it feel to have somebody lie to you? How does it feel to have somebody not do what they said they were going to do? Because you guys do that all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, listen, my wife has to put up with this all the time. So, you know, you do it one night a week, you'll live. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Retired USMC Colonel Corey Duncan joins us to give us some insight from his point of view as to what's going on in the news. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Hoorah. Thank you for allowing me to appear. And I want to thank everyone that tunes in every week to listen to me and Joe, and to tune in and listen to Joe all the time. It is always a pleasure to appear. And, you know,
go ahead.
It's funny. You know, it's funny to me. You know, I was sitting here listening to you talk about how everyone always wants to try to trash the president or whatever because he has, because he's come out with this agenda about making America first. And I tip my hat to him because there's a lot of us that's out here that have been yearning for this man of this quality, and especially the patriot quality of patriotism, and that he loves his country, loves God, and I'm not one to sit up and judge anyone, but guess what? He's about the best thing that came along since Ronald Reagan. Mr. Kavanaugh, I tip my hat to him. What I will say is this, and a lot of people know where I'm getting ready to go with this, is that do not follow no one blindly. Please do your research on Mr. Kavanaugh. He is affiliated with the Bushes. That's all I'm going to say. Take and do your thorough, not listen to somebody else, a thorough background about this man. That's all I'm going to say. I wish him luck. God bless. But do your research.
Well, listen, we should do that with everybody, not just him. I tell people all the time, before you pull that lever, leave a hanging chat or whatever, you need to make sure you know who you're voting for, whose name you're crossing on that ballot, right?
Well, with all due respect to the Bush family, I'm not trashing them, but I do deal with facts. And most people that's, deals with them are, there's always something shady. It's almost like with the Clintons. And this man has had dealings with both. What I would say is this, that has nothing to do with him being on the bench or being a part of the Supreme Court. I'm sure he will do the job that he's supposed to do, but the thing of it is that when you're affiliated with such people of their stature, that you have to be, because they are a very shady group of people to begin with, and we all know that. And, you have to be under a rock or a boulder not to know. So, with all due respect, let's do our research first. President Trump, I'm sure he has eyes in the front of his head, the back of his head, on his back, on the top of his head, because that's what he does have to be like. Because, when you want to burn a house down, you don't burn it from the outside, you burn it from the inside. So get my drift. You have to be careful. Keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies even closer.
Well, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing what we hired him to do. And I don't even, I just actually, when the left starts talking at me and telling me how bad he is and how nasty he is and all that other stuff, I just look and nod my head. And it's not a nod my head that you're right. It's like, it wouldn't matter what I said, what I did, or what I was able to prove about the guy. He's wrong. Period.
Well, Joe, they're talking, I think we're talking about two different things. I'm talking more on a higher level. They're talking about on a social level as far as their social beliefs and things like that. As far as that, I'm totally on board with him. He has a lovely family. I really enjoy watching him.
No, I was. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was talking about Trump.
No, sure, go ahead.
As far as Kavanaugh goes, I mean, seriously, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I'm to the point now where, if long as he's got somebody that's in our pocket, oh, not pocket, in our corner, if you would. Yeah, I know. I'm going back to my old days out of Boston. Yeah, we got that guy over there in my pocket. Don't worry about it.
Right,
we got a handle.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
So
Johnny and the drum.
Oh, thank you. So anyhow, but again, it's just I'm watching him going overseas, going to England, and they're afraid in England that whoever he buddies up to, whoever he takes on as a pal or a friend, will get more brownie points, will have more of a shot at being prime minister. Think about how much power they're giving him mentally, right?
Uh-huh.
So I think it's great.
Well, see, the thing of it is I heard someone say this, especially on Mark Levin's show tonight, Dan Bongino was on there, and he said that that it's a lot of progressives and a lot of Democrats think that President Trump is just like ignorant. He doesn't know what he's doing and just that. He hasn't critiqued it. It's not politically correct and this and that. He knows exactly what he's doing. And my thing of it is that the fact that it's wonderful to see someone doing something, as I'm going to use a term from the hood, out playing things out of pocket. instead of going with the same scenario all the time, go there, get some goodwill, and, you know, like Barack bowing and basically shining people's shoes and sandals or whatever, no offense intended to our other listeners. But the thing with this is that we actually got someone that has America first, and I'm sorry, what we went through for 8 years, I applauded because the man that was in charge, no offense intended, he was my commander in chief, and I did my job when he was commander in chief. But the thing of it was that, you know, we're all entitled to opinions. He was a poor commander in chief, and he didn't have our best interests. And the facts lie when they lie. They don't. It doesn't have nothing to do with Corey or with Joe or what anybody else says. It is what it is.
Wait a minute. I have to correct you because I know you don't read like the Huffington Post and stuff like that. And I think it's your racist attitude towards that last president we had.
Only when I run out of toilet paper.
Oh God. But here's the deal. See, apparently all the good that's going on in the country right now, I mean, when you talk about the economy, when you talk about the jobs, those were all because of programs that President Obama put in place, and
right. We're
just reaping the benefits of those now because we know nothing happens overnight. So it took years for these things to take effect, and that's according to many on the left. So I was thinking, boy, that's hilarious because, I mean, Bush, for 5 years into Obama's pregnancy, it was all Bush's fault, right? All the negative stuff was Bush's fault, but all the positive stuff was all Barack Obama's under his watch, and therefore he took credit for it. They are so delusional, I can't even wade through the stuff they try to say is true.
Well, that's what they said about when President Trump got his, got his stuff achieved, that, you know, Barack set back less than 5 or 10 miles from where the White House is and said, hey, that was because it was what I set up, and he's taking credit for it. Well, let's see. When you got in office, it was some things that you took from President Bush that he did and had achieved, and you took credit for. So, as the good book says, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay. Yeah, that's Corey's good book, I'm sure, that one there. But no, and then the other thing I love about this, is frosting these people. Is that Trump he's more popular, has a higher approval rating than most of the NATO country leaders. Now, you know that's got to be just frosting their buns big time.
It's called, in this country, what is it called, Joe? The haters. They actually got somebody that's standing up to them. That's one thing that's obvious in this country now. Is that anyone that can provide and do for themselves? I know you know who I'm talking about, of people like me and you, that we can provide for ourselves and we don't need for anyone to take, we don't have to sit up and allow ourselves to be sold like some Jezebels or whatever like that, to gain any kind of prominence. We do it because we do it out of hard work and we understand we got a strategy, we got goals, and that's what you have to have. This man has strategy. He has a goal to put this country back and make it first again, and he's already on track. I love coming on the show. Always a pleasure to come on. Corey Duncan, 45 at Outlook.com.
Yeah,
and please, everyone, stop asking. We're not on Facebook. But guess what? In two weeks, me and Anna will be back on live again.
We got to go. You hear that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. When we come back from the break, this is kind of weird, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you know the breast is best when it comes to feeding your baby? But the loons on the left are going crazy. We'll be back in a few minutes.